But I thought tonight, for just a moment, I usually tell a story on Family Shabbat. I do have a story, but it comes at the end, because in honor of the Olympics, I wanted to share just a thought or two about sports and Judaism. Now, it won't surprise you, it shouldn't surprise, I don't think it'll surprise you, to tell you that I'm no athlete. Now, you weren't supposed to laugh at that. That's all right. Aside from a little bit, a very short career in youth soccer, the closest I ever came to organized athletics was actually my first year in college. I was recruited, believe it or not, to be a coxswain for the freshman crew team, mostly because I'm short and have a big voice. So I lasted 1 year. I participated, I was allowed to race. I was in the third string boat. I raced in exactly one race. We did not win. That was the end of my career. I cannot row a stroke, but I know the perfect way to do it and can coach someone to do that. My athletic prowess or lack thereof, I think, plays into the classic Jewish stereotypes of Jews in sports. With a few notable exceptions over the years, sports has not exactly been our people's forte. Right? And this was best captured, of course, in the classic film comedy, Airplane. Do you remember this scene? Passengers asking for some reading material on the plane, wants a little bit of light reading. And so the stewardess goes through her pile of magazines and pulls out a 2-page thick pamphlet titled Famous Jewish Sport Legends. In truth, Judaism sometimes has been seen as being antagonistic to sports. It is actually among the things that prompted the Maccabean revolt, the Maccabees against the Greeks. Part of what their list of complaints was their aversion to the gymnasiums that the Greeks were establishing that was drawing people away from the study halls. Right? There was more of a focus in Greek life on sports and in games. And actually, there are instances in the Talmud of the rabbis bemoaning people prioritizing sport over Jewish studies. That sounds maybe a little familiar. Sometimes I have some of those same type of conversations with some religious school parents every once in a while. But Judaism is not inherently anti-sport. Neither, by the way, is our religious school, I should say, right? But Judaism is not inherently anti-sport. In fact, Jewish values can be an important part of participating in sports. Many people find a real sense of community in being together on a team trying to achieve a common goal together. Or they find a sense of connection with others who play their sports. I'm actually convinced that golf is more about spending time with the people you're walking around with than swinging the stick and hitting the little ball, right? Sports are another avenue, another venue of our life, a place to exhibit kindness and support of others and sportsmanship and being a mensch and living Jewish values. You know, as I mentioned, in the ancient world and in medieval times, sport was seen as a way of taking care of your body. And that's something that Judaism actually thinks is very important to do. Our 12th century sage Rambam was a scholar and a philosopher in addition to being a physician. He advocated in favor of exercise, of keeping your body fit. He wrote, "Maintaining physical health and strength is considered to walk in the ways of God, for it is impossible to grasp the knowledge of God in a diseased state. Therefore, a person should avoid activities that destroy the body and adopt activities that strengthen and support the body." How's that for a good recommendation for why we should do our daily exercise? You need you to be in good shape physically so you can be healthy enough to connect with God spiritually. Maintaining your body can be a religious endeavor. There's also a teaching attributed to Rambam. I hadn't ever learned this before. I found this in all wonderful things online, but the Hebrew word for health is bryut. And the letters of that word can be taken as an acronym for bolem rogzo, yafchit ochlo, yigaber tenuato. I think I got most of those right, which means stop your anger, eat less, and move more. That's not a bad prescription for how we should live our lives. So Judaism shows us you can embrace sports. You just have to have the physical will to do it, and maybe a little bit of natural ability doesn't hurt for that. And that, as I mentioned before, is so not me. I can't watch the Olympics without marveling at what some of my fellow human beings can do. It's really quite astounding to see the amazing things that they can do. And I'll confess, I start to feel, I can't swim as fast as Katie Ledecky can, even if there was like a shark chasing me or something, right? I can't jump and spin and twist and fly across the floor like Suni Lee or Simone Biles. Right? I can hardly keep my balance walking from here to there, right? I can't shoot like that sharpshooter from Turkey. Have you seen him online? Amazing stuff. And I also can't shoot like LeBron James on the basketball court, right? Most nights I can barely make the basket with my napkin from the dinner table, right? So sometimes I watch the Olympics, and instead of being in awe of them, I feel a little bad about myself. Maybe you do as well. But here's where the story comes in, an old Hasidic tale. You see, once the great Hasidic leader, Zusia, came to his followers, and his eyes were red with tear, and his face was pale with fear. Zusia said to his students, What's the matter? You look frightened. He explained, the other day I had a vision, and in it I learned the question that the angels are going to ask me one day about my life. Those followers were a little puzzled. They said, Zusia, you are so pious, you're scholarly, you're humble, you've helped so many of us, you're a great master and teacher. What question about your life could be so terrifying that you were frightened to answer it? Zusia turned his gaze to heaven and he said, I've learned the angels will not ask me, why weren't you more like Moses who led his people out of slavery? His followers persisted, well, what will they ask you? And Zusia sighed. He said, I've learned the angels are not going to ask me, why weren't you more like Joshua who led our people into the promised land? One of the followers approached Zusia and placed his hands on Zusia's shoulder and looked in his eye. The follower demanded, but that's what they won't ask you. What will they ask you, O teacher of ours? And Zusia explained, they will say to me, Zusia, there was only one thing that no power of heaven and earth could have prevented you from being. They will say, Zusia, why weren't you more like Zusia? Friends, we don't have to run or jump or shoot like Olympic athletes. We just have to be the best us that we can be. Zusia didn't have to be Moses or Joshua or anyone else. He just had to be the best Zusia that he could be, the best individual we are. And when we do that, we are living up to our own Olympic ideals and our own Jewish values. I hope and pray as we watch over the next week, the second part of these Olympics, we may all marvel at seeing at what these athletes can do. We embrace the Jewish values that can be present in sports. We recognize that taking care of our own bodies can be a holy act. We always, always strive to be the best us that we can be. Maybe these will be our lessons from the Olympics this year. And let us all say, Amen.